And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens of civilians have been killed, hundreds more injured in the ongoing fighting between Sudanese government troops and paramilitary fighters known as the Rapid Support Forces. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The pitched battles across Sudan, pitting government troops against the paramilitary outfit known as the Rapid Support Forces, RSF, is continuing the threat of spiraling into a wider civil war. Scores of civilians have been killed and hundreds injured, according to a doctors' union.
Come fast.
And on the streets of the city, civilians are describing scenes of chaos as they struggle to source even basic necessities such as water or medicine. The UN World Food Program says it's been forced to halt operations in several areas, and three employees were killed.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. The White House has called for an immediate ceasefire to the fighting in Sudan. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston tells us more.
Western powers, including the U.S., had swung behind a transition towards democratic elections following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir in 2019. After a military coup in 2021, they suspended financial support and backed a plan for a new transition and a civilian government. Western powers also fear the potential for a Russian base on the Red Sea, which Sudanese military leaders have expressed openness to.
And meanwhile, a Russian court has convicted top opposition figure Vladimir Kara-Murza, Jr., of treason for publicly denouncing Moscow's war in Ukraine and sentenced him to 25 years in prison. It was the latest move on the Kremlin's crackdown on anyone who dares to criticize the invasion. This is VOA News. A secret Chinese police outpost has been revealed in New York. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The Justice Department says two men have been arrested on charges that they helped establish a secret police outpost in New York City on behalf of the Chinese government. Officials separately announced charges against more than three dozen members of China's National Police, accusing them of creating and using fake social media accounts to locate and harass dissidents in the U.S. The cases are part of a series of Justice Department prosecutions aimed at disrupting Chinese government efforts to target Chinese dissidents, including those promoting pro-democracy views. I'm Shelley Adler.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov traveled to the Brazilian capital Monday and expressed gratitude for Brazil's push for an end to hostilities in Ukraine, even as that same effort has irked both Kyiv and the West. And by afternoon, it had prompted an unusually sharp rebuke from the White House. Lula da Silva has refused to provide weapons to Ukraine while proposing a club of nations, including Brazil and China, to mediate peace. Following the meeting, the spokesperson for the White House's National Security Council blasted Brazil's approach to the war and said officials are parroting Russian and Chinese propaganda without at all looking at all the facts. A guardsman applied to be a hitman, but the job ad was actually a joke. We get details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Tennessee Air National Guardsman has been arrested after federal agents say he responded to a parody website promoting jobs for hitmen. Josiah Garcia submitted an employment application February 16th to the website rentahitman.com and sent several follow-up emails over the next month that included his name, address, phone number, date of birth, and a photo of his Tennessee driver's license. An undercover agent provided Garcia with a fictional target package and $2,500. Garcia was arrested the same day. Garcia later said that he had not intended to go through with it and that he intended to take a job offer at a national medical center instead. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years in prison. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is pledging to pass legislation to raise the nation's debt ceiling, but only if coupled with a cap on future federal spending. Voting could come as soon as next week. In a speech Monday at the New York Stock Exchange, the Republican leader lashed out at President Joe Biden for refusing to engage in budget-cutting negotiations to prevent a debt crisis. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.